Well, it's an emphasis with our team to try to finish. We didn't do a good job of it. We just need to make sure that we maintain a focus and, you know, continue to play throughout the game and practice it each period during practice, you know, talk about finishing. But, you know, we've addressed it, and our players know that they got to do it, and, you know, they're looking forward to the challenge.
Is there anything you've been able to put your finger on? Is this was one of the big reasons why we didn't play like we did in the first half and the second half?
Well, you know, there were, you know, the fourth and one play, obviously, that has a big play. And then the long touchdown pass, the fourth and one play, you know, that's my fault. We need to make sure that we get everything taken care of. So three plays that stuck out in my mind. But, that, you know, well, the guys played hard the whole half. You know, they were a good football team. But, you know, we're looking forward to the challenge versus Washington.
Bob, you always hear the next man up thing. But how does it change things for you as a coordinator if Sip and possibly even Bratz might not be able to go? How does that change things for you?
Well, you know, our system is our system, but there's some different things that you could possibly do. But, you know, we feel Josh has a lot of starts under his belt, so we feel good about that. And he played in last week's game and did a good job. So, you know, we feel good. And then Demetrius McCray has done a good job when he's played, you know, if Dwayne Grotz can't go. So we're just going to stay with our system and continue to go.
You guys being in base more likely in this game than against the Eagles, what kind of role do you think Dakota might have after not seeing any defensive snaps last week?
Well, we'd like to get him some defensive snaps, but the one thing I will say, 11 personnel is still there on first and second down was their highest personnel group, and then obviously on third down, that's their most prevalent personnel group. So it's still not a lot of base, but more than last week. So, you know, hopefully we get Dakota in there, get him a chance. And Dakota just gets better every day. I mean, remember, he missed a lot of time. And, you know, he's getting better every day, and we want to make sure that we get him an opportunity.
What were your thoughts on how Leroy played?
Leroy did a good job. I mean, you know, he played well. You know, there's nothing glaring that sticks out as far as mistake-wise, but he always plays with energy and effort. And he's just a young guy, too, and he's going to continue to get better.
What does he bring to the table?
Oh, Alfred Morris, he's just a lot different than we saw last week. This guy's a one cut down the hill, run the ball. He's extremely physical now. He's physical, played against him in the past when I was with the previous team, and, you know, understand how physical he is. And he really fits their scheme. His style of running fits their scheme. That's why they kept him. I mean, he's a good back.
What's their scheme?
Zone scheme. Okay, and they zone scheme and get to the 2 yards outside the tight end and boom, make a cut, either keep going, but once he makes a cut, it's downhill.